final vets will be handled. There were some modifications to the document that are fairly unique to what we do. We had some concerns that the board and the Department of Natural Resources could be held accountable for payments to the Attorney General's office for debts that we collect for other agencies, whether it be parishes, DOTD, wildlife and fisheries. So there were some language changes that had to be made to, first of all, what I'm told, for this to be constitutional, and also for it not to put the board and the department in an unfavorable position.
Would
you just give
a summary?
A quick rundown.
So if you'll notice that the signatory parties are Secretary Harris for DNR, Mr. Boulay for the State Mineral and Energy Board, Kimberly Robertson, Secretary for Department of Revenue, and then the Attorney General Landry for the Department of Justice. So those are the entities that will be signing this. It lays out how to get debts to a certain position where they can be then forwarded to the Office of Debt Recovery, which is set up to receive debts from all the agencies in the state. There's not much more to say about it than that. I mean, we've had our detailed meetings. We had the Department of Revenue here discussing administrative aspects of it. I'll say here's some highlights that Blake had. Board approval is required for referral of debts to either Office of Debt Recovery or the AG's office for collections, negotiations, and settlements of its debt. Money collected on behalf of the Mineral Board will be paid to the Office of Mineral Resources within 30 days after the end of the month in which it is collected. The Office of Debt Recovery and the Attorney General's office are compensated through a fee that the Office of Debt Recovery charges to the debtor for debts finalized after June 18, 2013. For all debts collected that were finalized prior to that date, Debt Recovery or Department of Justice may take up to 25% of the total debt amount as compensation. Project manager for the agreement will be Stacy Talley within the Office of Mineral Resources. She'll be responsible for ensuring compliance with the provisions of the agreement. The board agrees to debt recovery using certain collection tools when it refers debts to them. The list of those are state tax offsets, federal vendor offsets, financial institution data match. The board is provided opportunity to object to the use of any collection tools. The Office of Debt Recovery may request the board to suspend licenses, permits, etc. of a debtor it has authority over as a collection tool. And the board can also deny this request, but has to provide written reasons to the debt recovery. Those are the provisions that apply to the Mineral Board specifically.
I got one other question, maybe.
Mr. Hike.
Someone can answer this for me, and that would be, when we're talking about debt collection, we're talking about outstanding royalties?
Well, the definition of a debt is...
it's a specifically defined term in the statute, and uncollected royalties generally wouldn't fall under that until we have a final judgment in our favor, finding that that's owed. So I think the practical effect is, and Jim, you know more about this than I do, because it's not part of my section of the AG's office that deals with this, but it's my understanding, I think, that the board agency is required to have this in place under the law, but the practical implications of it for this board are probably going to be minimal, because so many of these things stay in flux as we negotiate, you know, and unless we go to final judgment in litigation or something like that.
And by final judgment, he means unappealable.
Correct.
Okay. So this goes into effect after final unappealable judgment.
No, not quite. The statute defines, there's two types of debts in the statute. There's the final debt. Final debt means that the debt is no longer under judicial review or administrative review. Mm-hmm. And there's a non-final debt, which means that the debt is still can be contested. So basically what's going to happen here, this agreement breaks up the board's debt into two types, the final debt and the non-final debt. The question is going to be for us is to determine, one, when the debt is final and when the debt is non-final. Like Ryan's saying, for exceptions in audit money owed to the state, we're going to have to get together and we got the internal auditor, we're going to have to come up with a procedure to determine when we're going to consider that debt to be a debt in the first place. because just because we say you owe us money and there's still negotiation and finding and data being reviewed by both parties, we can't say that's a debt in the first place. So what we're going to do is we're going to get together and we're going to determine when the debt is a debt, and then we have to determine the status of it. Is it a final debt or a non-final debt? If it's a non-final debt, what we're going to have to do is we're going to come before the board and get the board permission. And only after the board gives us permission to say it's a final debt, the non-final debt goes to the Office of the Attorney General. The statute requires all non-final debt to go to the Attorney General to handle. If we determine the debt is final, we come to the board and say, look, this is a final debt, then that debt does not go to the Attorney General. It goes to the Office of Debt Recovery. So,
gotcha. I understand.
Okay, so what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to determine a procedure, and we're going to have to come back before the board and say, look, this is the procedure we want the board to adopt.
May or may not include penalties, interest, et cetera, et cetera. If it's a final debt that is not litigated finally, then it might be able to be negotiated. And if it's a final debt that's been fully litigated, then there's not going to be any dispute.
Right. I guess
it could be, but I mean,
there's
no opportunity for a dispute. Once it's a final debt, there's no longer an opportunity for a dispute. That debt is final, and the Office of Debt Recovery will use their techniques to recover that debt, which could mean taking money from taxes that have refund, whatever process they have. They will become our collection agency.
I got you. Thank you very much.
Anyone else? Any other questions? Discussion?
So the staff would recommend that the board approve execution by the staff of the proposed agency participation agreement on behalf of the board for administering and managing the collection of debt owed to the State Mineral and Energy Board as the administrator of the mineral interest of the state to be entered into by the State Mineral and Energy Board, the Department of Natural Resources, the Office of Debt Recovery, the Department of Revenue, and the Attorney General's Office.
All right. Do I have a motion to accept the staff's recommendation?
I move that we accept the staff's
second.
Recommendation.
Moved by Secretary Harris, second by Ms. Michaud Duga. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Item 7.
Item number 7 is a report and a discussion by OMR staff to the State Mineral and Energy Board on the draft lease form copulation report regarding the dates and articles for review and approval process. Staff is recommending that the board acknowledge and approve the process on the attached reports. You will notice that in your binders, attachment 7A gives you a status or a tracker.
All the way to the back of this section is the kind of lease, the chart, the status tracker that you've seen before, as well as a new kind of timeline.
I would recommend pulling out of the binder and looking at it horizontally.
Can I ask a question before we get started? I know you must know I have a bunch of questions on this. May I ask a general question? Mr. Fontenot, number one, does this status tracker differ from the one that was given to us previously?
I would say to the extent that some are completed.
Okay.
And some are still, yes, it would be the same other than that.
On the new lease farm article status tracker that is under discussion right now, those articles that are marked completed, is there any difference from the 2016 version of the lease?
Yes, sir, there are.
When the status of these motion of these articles are marked completed, what does that mean?
That means that the staff that have been reviewing the articles have come to an agreement on those articles. And then as we present the second part of this presentation to you, we'll give you an idea of when those articles will be presented for the board for review and then later approval.
Does that mean that every staff member agreed upon the recommended changes in those articles?
Yes, sir.
That you marked as completed?
Yes, sir. We work as a team and come to an agreement. There may be some personal disagreement in those, but as a team that's working on this between staff members, management, and legal, we all come to a consensus, and then we approve it.
My main concern, sir, is, and you probably are going to understand this, that I've been interested in audits. Mm-hmm. And apparently that article in the 2016 lease form, that's Article 10, has been changed from the 2016
that's correct.
Version,
that's
and
correct.
Somebody's deemed it complete.
As far as our team has deemed it complete, but it's not complete until we present it to the board and finally get board approval toward the end of the year.
Well,
this is a status update to give you what's been, what has gone through our team and what we've agreed to prior to presenting to you and to the general public.
I guess where I'm going with this is that, particularly with this one article, I'd like to know the differences between what was indicated in the 2016 lease and what now has been deemed different and completed in this presentation.
Right. As you remember from, I believe, the last board meeting, Mr. Boulay showed you a template on how we're presenting everything. The template starts out with the current lease language, then it goes to the August 2016 lease language, and then it goes to the changes of the current lease, and then past that it has the why we changed what we did, has the industry comments. That's how we're doing every one, and as with this particular audit one, it's done in the same format.
And then when we go to the schedule that, and I commend you all for putting this schedule together, I think that's very important so that we can get to this end process, and whomever did this needs to be given a pat on the back, that's for sure. But as we go through this process, when we get to the articles which have been completed, are we going to be in a position to be able to evaluate whether or not we agree with your completion or not?
Sure.
And will that language be given to us so that we can determine whether or not it's something we are acceptable with?
Absolutely. We'll let Mr. Boulay go through this, but what we're planning on doing is to give you the information. We'll have a session with you to explain why we did what we did, and then you will have ample time to discuss it among yourselves for, 30 days before you go forward and agree with it.
Correct. If I may, Mr. Hike, this is just a tracker which you've seen many times since we asked the board and was granted the board a stay on the lease form discussions. and very proud of the staff's dedication and effort, week over week, working through and truly breaking these articles down, and what is in the article and why it's there and the reasons for it. And per our last Mineral Energy Board in March, we showed that process. If you recall, I think we highlighted lease access as a example of where we showed the 2016 lease form, the change projected changes, a clean version, as well as reasons for the changes, as well as what does other states around the country do regarding these particular articles. So it's been a very process-oriented effort. And this is just, in fact, as soon as we print something, which this is was printed, I guess, in Friday, there's certainly been articles completed and others that are said not discussed have been discussed and are actually in progress. So like any tracker, as soon as you print it, it's out of date. But there's the good news is that we're, you know, coming to a conclusion of the work. I appreciate the 30-day extension we got last week, Mineral Board. And right behind the tracker, for your consumption is a proposed process by which we will bring forth the articles and what we wanted to talk to you today about, a compilation process of showing the articles, giving you the opportunity to review them and propose a schedule of taking the articles in, I think Commissioner Watkins requested that we bring a certain amount of articles per board meeting. This is a proposal for y'all to evaluate, and we seek your authority to move forward on bringing a definitive process to you come April that we will work through. If you'd like, I can walk through it for you. That drafts will be completed this coming month, and at the April meeting, we'll review the final status of our tracker and review groups of articles we'd like to bring forth and propose starting in May, and give an industry time to comment, as we request their industry comments by, say, the end of the month. And certainly they'll see all these articles throughout the 4 or 5 months or however long it takes us to adopt the form. Maybe we can adopt it quicker, but we'll go through this process in a step-by-step fashion, linking articles with board approval, or we may need more discussion, and we'll defer on that article approval and bring back more information to bring the board's comfort level up with the article proposed by staff. So by the end of September or October, we would be in some form of completeness, and spend a couple months just making sure we've got all the proper correlations pulled together, and with a lease form vote maybe as late as December, if not sooner. So,
well, in my mind, I want to congratulate you and the staff for doing that. I think that's very, very important. But on the flip side, for my own personal edification, I don't know how anybody else feels about this, but I want to know what has been changed from the 2016 lease. Mm-hmm. I want to know who's influenced that change and why it is. I want to know what landowners are thinking, not only what industry is thinking, because I think that's important. I want various parties to be brought before this commission for a discussion of issues that I think are important, and I don't want to be in my hometown. We've got about 3,000 people that work at the Port of Iberia, so the oil industry is very significant to me. But I want to make sure that there is plenty of discussion about not only protecting the interests of a vital industry, but also the protection of my state. And that's my position in as I look at this. And I'm going to be very, very forthcoming about my comments about that, and I think that we need to look very carefully at as many unique ideas that we can do to facilitate the best result for our state. And I think it's important that we look at other states and what other states do, but our state is different in many ways, you know. And I think about, for instance, deep rights, and I think about other issues that I think we should, staff may feel one way and I might feel opposite. And
that's how,
you know me, I'm going to say it.
Well, certainly this is the compilation process. I appreciate the board giving us time to really break this thing down article by article, and we believe it's a collaborative process, and look forward to those discussions. And certainly we feel that more hands in it and comments, we can get the best product for the state and for our industry.
Who is it that participates in these meetings, Mr. Boulay, that we need to know about? I mean, like, do we have industry at these meetings?
These are staff recommendations, nothing more, nothing less. Of course, it's each and every board member's responsibility to look out for the interests of the state and all the other factors that go into it. You're free to do that as well as all the other
board members. I know, but you know as well as I do that we're volunteers. We can't make all these meetings. My question, Mr. Secretary, is are industry members present at any of these meetings?
None to my knowledge within the last few months.
No, that was not the intent. The intent was, number one, as described at the beginning of this process, that two-thirds of the management of OMR, senior management of OMR, as well as two-thirds of this board is relatively new within the last year. So we inherited this lease form, a lot of diligent work done both with industry and our staff. A number of staff members have retired in this process, and so we felt it was incumbent, as more articles were brought up by yourself, Mr. Hike, as well as other board members, to truly reevaluate and it go into detail. And I think the 90-day stay is going to generate a lot of interesting results. And then there's certainly a comment period and opportunity for industry to comment on these changes that will be forthcoming, as well as we have been seeking outside expertise by some prominent law, mineral law professors and whatnot to help us through and understand the complexities. And we're still working through it. There's several still in progress that are very important.
And I understand it, Mr. Boulay, and I appreciate your efforts, and I understand it's been a team effort. I understood that somewhere along the line someone called in a mineral law professor, which I think is a very good idea. I guess I have two questions. Number one, has industry been involved in any of these conferences as you discuss these articles, either present or by memorandum or letter?
No.
Okay. And second, will we have a mineral law professor here before us as we go through these articles and discuss in discussion, so we may be able to question him if we need to? For instance, in the areas of assignment, that's a significant area, or in the areas of maybe even, I don't know, that's the first one that jumps out at me that's going to be very significant. Is that a possibility that we could have someone other than industry coming before us and telling us what they think? Or
my expectation is that we'd have to retain a law professor to do that. We'd have to pay them. I mean, I think they'll give us favors and suggestions here and there, but I think if we're going to put them out there and be asking them questions, that's something that this is just my expectation, that we would have to have them under contract for.
Okay, so what we're talking about 4 or 5 meetings that we'd ask them to attend and ask them to give us their comments.
I don't know. I'm just making the observation that I don't think they're going to do it out of the goodness of their heart for free. I may be wrong.
Well, could I talk to you about that afterwards?
Sure. I wouldn't be the contracting party, but I'd be happy
to talk
to you
about
it.
No, I'm not asking you to be a contracting party, but I'm asking for a discussion about that so that we can have someone else
I understand where you're going with it. I'm just saying it's going to be an added expense in my experience.
It may be, or it may not be. But I think there's avenues that we might be able to pursue to have that sort of person available to us. And I'm not casting dispersions on this, on our own staff or the Attorney General's office. I'd just like to have, if possible, without cost, some other.
You're free to make arrangements to have somebody here.
You give me permission?
You don't need my permission.
Well, here's the thing. At least in my interpretation, this is a schedule that the staff has put together based upon the work that they have done and they will do between now and April and, I guess, ongoing through this process. Now, it says what they're merely doing is taking a few sections of the lease at a time and unfolding it out to us so that we can get a better understanding. It's a very large document that we keep talking about various parts of it, but this is going to be a methodical way of going through each part of the lease to understand what the lease says, period, maybe what it, one version said, what they've been working on, that maybe some suggestions, and it's a way of us understanding the sections and somewhat coming to an approval process. But I think along the way, we may not be able to keep this timeline calendar because industry is going to have questions and differences with us, which may not be solved in a 30-day period or when we have a presentation on 4, 5, or 8 of these items. So somehow that's going to have to be taken into consideration on, because debating those changes in this room as opposed to within a matter of minutes or hours is difficult to do. So we're going to have to figure out some sort of method to incorporate or negotiate some sort of acceptable and fair solution to these articles for both parties. So that's just my interpretation of what
it's
going to begin in April.
It's very astute, and you couldn't say it any better than you did, but that's the process we're moving forward with.
I mean, I appreciate your concerns, but we're not approving anything just yet. We're just kind of going through it.
I just wanted to know who attended these conferences so that we know what influence has been made on the construction of those articles that supposedly are in progress or completed or whatever. I'm entitled to that.
The conferences that you're talking about is much less meetings with our staff. It's the management plus the staff plus usually four attorneys from DNR. And then we also have the staff attorney from Attorney General's office. So as we discuss these articles in the big team meetings, they're a part of individual meetings where we have a number of individuals that are assigned different articles. They meet prior to our weekly meetings, but the weekly meetings are composed of the people I just told you. So we're getting everyone's input. As we get to the weekly meetings, the folks that have been assigned to the various articles have chubbed and worked through those, and then as we get to the meetings, that gives everyone else the time to put their thoughts into it. And in most cases, we give our thoughts, and then it's deferred to the next week's meeting. But it's only the staff at DNR, plus the legal, plus the Attorney General's office that are in these particular meetings that you're speaking about. And then as we've shown you in our schedule, we'll give those comments to the board. We'll be glad to go over those comments with the board prior to the huge meeting where we'll have the industry come in and give their comments. And, you know, we can definitely see what other outside people can attend. I have a problem with asking people to attend without being paid, such as these college professors, because we have some that are helping us free of charge now, and that would be imposing too much on them to ask them to come to these meetings without being paid, but we can look into that.
Well, you know, I didn't even know that. I'm glad you're saying that. I didn't know. First of all, I didn't know who the team was, and second, I certainly didn't know you had some college professors volunteering their time. I think that's great.
Right. We've got one particular one that's helping us now, and he's been very instrumental in his comments and stuff.
Mr. Hollinshead.
Just one quick comment. I see that royalty is still in process, Mr. Boulay. And I'd like to bring up an option of a sliding scale royalty option, meaning that, you know, as oil prices fluctuate, there'd be the possibility of a royalty to fluctuate. And today's not the venue to discuss that. But when this group does meet, I would like the opportunity to speak with one of your team members or whoever's leading that team and address that. It's been successful in keeping marginal production in play in some other states.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Ms. Newman leads that team, so we'll definitely like to have that conversation with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Any other comments or before we move forward?
Well, in that respect, I'm interested in deep rights, and I'm interested in law and forum, and I'm interested in venue. General liability, financial security, those issues were big issues back in 2016. I thought were laid to rest. They had no objection from industry back then. I guess somebody's come up with some concerns since then.
Well, as Mr. Boulay looked at it, you've got myself that's come into the group. I've been with oil and gas companies all of my career. I'm looking at things in a different format, although at the end of the day, we're trying to get the best interest for the state of Louisiana. Well, we also have more lawyers involved, some different legal people involved with it. So I think we've got a different perspective. Some of these articles have not changed. Some have changed, but we're looking at everything in a very different perspective. And I think that's good for us looking at it in different views as far as the final product that we'll show you as the board.
What I think will be important in this process is for the staff to timely get out the articles you want us to review beforehand and for the board members to properly review it so that we have an understanding before the meeting.
That's true, Mr. Chairman. And for instance, Mr. Holland has a particular interest in the sliding scale issue as it relates to that issue, and you know, I have an interest in certain areas, but if the team can get us what their proposal is in advance or give us an idea of participation, that would be helpful, because then we, you know,
that's what I believe they aim to do a certain time period before they'll deliver to us the articles that they want to go over at the meeting.
Right.
And it's not going to be like
that's correct.
We're a not week go- before.
We're not going to give you all these articles a week before. It'd probably be a month before.
Right.
That would be great. That would give us time.
The following month.
Right.
I'd like to hear, for instance, who's going to object to all lawsuits being filed in the 19th Judicial District. Okay? Because I won't buy any of those articles, those arguments at all. But that's the sort of thing that I would like to know in advance so that I would have an opportunity to solicit from someone else an opinion that may be different from the staff's opinion.
Yes.
And have an opportunity right. to bring that before the commission. We won't have that opportunity if it's given to us the day before our meeting as we discuss these articles.
And that's what we're going to do, give it to you a month prior to the meeting, and then that way you can get your experts, if you have coming in, or your constituents, have everyone here
very
during
helpful.
That time.
Yes, sir. That's where I'm going with all of this. I would like the opportunity to be able to see what's being proposed, and then, in my own mind, if I agree with it, or disagree with it, I'd like the opportunity to investigate that issue.
Right, certainly. It just seems that in the past we've dealt with several incarnations of this lease inherited from several prior administrations, and this is just an effort to not start from the beginning, but kind of reorganize and then go through so that we will be able to tackle everything in an orderly fashion with and hopefully work out any disagreeable issues. All right. With that said, I don't believe there's anything else until next
week. We just need a motion to allow staff that you acknowledge this process that we want to go forward with and approve us going forward in the method presented with.
All right. Staff is recommending that the board acknowledge and approve the process on the attached report that we just discussed and you reviewed. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Bradbury, second by Mr. Hollinshead. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. I'd like to, before we go to docket, I'd like to just take a brief 10-minute recess. We've been here for 2.5 hours.
Your pleasure.
And we'll reconvene after that. So do I need a motion to...
So moved.
Second by Mr. Hike, second by Secretary Harris. Any public comment on that? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We'll be back about 12:13 and hopefully get through the rest of the meeting quickly. You can turn it off. All right, I'd like to entertain a motion to go back in the session from our recess. Moved by Mr. Hike, second by Mr. Secretary Harris. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. I believe our next review is docket.
Yes, sir, it is. There are four categories. Category A, state agency leases. We're recommending that item number one be approved. Under Category B for the state agency leases, state lease transfers under Category B, items 1 through 49 be approved. Under Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, there are no items appearing on the report for today. And the final item, Category D, advertised proposals. We're recommending that item number one be deferred and items two and three be approved.
All right. Any comments or questions? Do I have a motion to approve the staff's recommendation of those docket items? Moved by Mr. Bradbury, second by Ms. LeBlanc. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. That's the docket review. Appreciate it. And now we have the executive session items.
Yes, sir. Under item 5, A, B, C, and D are to be discussed in executive session. 5A is L.D. Miguez et al. Versus State of Louisiana et al. Docket number C99694, 15th JDC Vermilion Parish. B is Shoreline Energy. Notice of intent to abandon estate assets, docket number 16-35571, SD Tex bankruptcy. C is Chevron Texaco, Texaco E&P Inc., and Unical Audits. And finally, D is a technical briefing of the bids.
Great. Those are executive session items A through D. I'd like a motion to go in executive session. Motion by Ms. Michaud Dugas, second by Ms. LeBlanc. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We're going to go into executive session. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you. Hello. Okay. All right. I'd like to entertain a motion to come out of executive session. Do you have a motion, Mr. Hollinshead? Second by Ms. Michaud Dugas. All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We're back in regular session. Mr. Seidelman, you want to handle that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first two items in executive session were mine. I'll cover those. LD Miguez versus State of Louisiana. As I mentioned in executive session, this is just an adjustment that needed board authority for in the settlement, and it is our recommendation that the board make the adjustment discussed in executive session. I just would like a motion to that effect.
All right. We have a motion by Secretary Harris. Do you have a second? By Mr. Watkins. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries.
The second item, Shoreline Energy. This one was just a placeholder. I thought we were going to need to deal with some stuff, some outfall from that bankruptcy. Turns out that we do not this month, so there's no action necessary on that.
All right. And I don't believe there was any action on the other ones.
Right. I think for C, I'll take that one. I think that one was just one of the periodic updates on settlement, not settlement discussion, but just discussions about those audits.
Right.
And no actions necessary.
Great. Thank you. And Jason?
Yes, sir. Chairman. I'm here to recommend the bid acceptance. We had two tracks that had multiple bids. We'll begin with track 44684. We had two bids, one from ASWB LLC, and we also had a bid from Century Energy Services with a payment of $27,805 bonus, $415 an acre, and a quarter royalty. We are recommending accepting the bid of Century Energy today. Our second track is track 44693. We had three bids. First bid from Crew Energy, second bid from Hillcorp Energy One, and our third bid was from Cypress Energy Corp. We are recommending that the board accept the bid of Cypress Energy Corp. of a bonus payment of $91,831, price per acre $701 an acre, and a royalty of 25.275%. All other tracks with bids, we recommend accepting those.
All right, any questions or discussion? Do you have a motion to approve those bids and award them as leases?
So
moved by Ms. LeBlanc, second by anyone? Ms. Michaud Dugas? Any public comment? All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. Those are approved. I believe that's it for Jason. Item 7, any new business? No business. Item 8, announcements.
Yes, sir. Today's lease sale, we had 18 awarded state leases, three state agency leases, totaling $440,966.50. We also just came back from Houston where we exhibited at NAEP. Staff did a great job. We had a lot of good comments about the Sunrise upgrade and highlighting some videos that our G&E group have put on our website. We've just upgraded our website. Please go to it and see the new features where it's much quicker access to needed information. As well as tomorrow in Lake Charles, DNR will be speaking, Secretary Harris and Commissioner Ayub, at the LOGA Spring Conference. That's it.
All right, great. There's no further announcements. I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Ms. Michelle Duga, second by Mr. Cadero. Any public comment on that? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. We'll see you next month. Thank you.